Gracious and loving God, may only your truth, may only your wisdom be spoken here. Amen. Unnamed and uninvited, this woman came. This woman of the city, well known, but unnamed, she comes because she had come to know, she had learned that Jesus was to share in a meal at the Pharisee's home. She came unnamed and uninvited to the home of Simon the Pharisee, and she came with an intention, carrying an alabaster flask filled with ointment or oil used for anointing. She came uninvited and crashed the party, walked into the home where she was uninvited and came to where they were eating and stood behind Jesus at his feet. Now, when they shared in a meal in those days, they would be in a reclining position with the food in the center and feet starfished out. And this unnamed woman stood behind Jesus and broke open. She began weeping. Weeping so much that her tears began to wet his feet. And taking down her hair, she knelt and began wiping his feet with her hair. And then she began to kiss his feet and take the ointment, the oil, and anoint them. This unnamed woman, this woman of the city, known well, but unnamed. Now, if that scene makes you a bit squirmy and uncomfortable because it is so lavishly intimate and sensual, perhaps it makes you uncomfortable because it is a woman who is known to be a sinner, although her sin is never named, who breaks into a place where she has been uninvited and breaks all protocols of good manner, of tradition, of place in society. And she comes with the intention, whether it's to say thank you, whether it's to say I'm sorry, we are not told in the tale. All we are told in the narrative in this gospel of this story is that she stands at his feet and weeps and then kneels and wipes his feet with her hair, kisses them, and anoints him with this lovely oil, meant for the head, for anointing. Now the host doesn't judge her right away, rather judges Jesus. But in judging Jesus, also judges her. If he knew what sort of woman this was who touches him, he wouldn't allow it if he were a prophet, Simon the Pharisee thinks to himself. And Jesus, without losing an opportunity to offer a teaching or a revelation or a kind way to open up a new way of seeing, tells the story of a man who lends money, 550, and neither are able to repay, and both are forgiven their debt. With the question to Simon the Pharisee, who would love more? The one forgiven more. Good answer. And then shows how this woman showed hospitality and graciousness, even in her intimate sensuality with Jesus, in a way that the host of this dinner gathering did not. And reveals to Simon the Pharisee, and perhaps to us, our discomfort at times when God reveals that God loves those whom we think are not worthy of God's love. This story within a story, this telling of the tale of this unnamed woman who indeed has been forgiven much and who has loved greatly, is an example to us that presents us with some simple yet challenging and difficult questions. How do I love greatly because I have been so graciously forgiven? How does standing at the feet of the one who has forgiven me break me open so that I weep either tears of gratitude or tears of joy or tears of freedom? How perhaps am I like Simon the Pharisee? And in my own way, judge the one whom I've invited into my home for loving those I view as unworthy of grace, of forgiveness, of being touched by God. Both are forgiven, Simon and the woman, and so are we. So are you, and so am I. And may our gratitude, may our love be as lavish, as generous, as daring, and as bold as this unnamed woman who was uninvited and yet came. Amen.